Republican lawmakers have introduced a bill that would ban hunting female deer in northern Wisconsin. It's Monday, January 29th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a bipartisan group of lawmakers are pushing forward legislation to restrict access to judges' personal information. And a teenager is the first female from Wisconsin to be awarded the Women International Master Chess title. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Today makes staying current on Wisconsin news easy. You can enjoy these 10 minutes of statewide news with context thanks to community support. Join in now with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
After a dramatic drop in the gun deer harvest, Republican lawmakers are introducing a bill that would bar hunting does in northern Wisconsin. As Danielle Kading reports, the ban would last for 4 years under the proposal.
Bill author and Republican State Representative Chance Green says the deer population in northern Wisconsin has been declining for years. He says it's faced challenges from harsh winters, predators, and other factors.
We're just trying to pump the brakes on the harvest, stop killing the does that produce our deer, and allow us for the next 4 years to put a proper deer management plan together for northern Wisconsin.
Hunters killed around 30% fewer deer overall up north compared to 2022. Green says the Department of Natural Resources isn't willing to admit that current management isn't working. But some hunters and officials in northern counties fear the proposal is a knee-jerk reaction. The DNR declined to comment on pending legislation. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
2 years ago, a retired Juneau County judge was killed inside of his home. Last year, there were more than 100 threats against Wisconsin judges and justices. Now a bipartisan group of lawmakers are pushing legislation forward to restrict access to judges' personal information, which can even include floor plans of their homes. During a public hearing on the bills, St. Croix County Circuit Court Judge Scott Nordstrom told lawmakers that he was recently threatened by a defendant in a case. He says there was a standoff with a SWAT team, and the man was eventually taken into custody.
I know full well that someone could wait outside my courthouse for me to leave the parking lot and follow me home. But I also know most disgruntled parties will not do that. And if the internet does not make it easy to find where judges live, we might avoid a tragedy like Judge Romer.
State and federal judges from around the state have written in support of the bills. Some include similar stories of threats. Local health leaders from around Wisconsin say the prevalence of fentanyl and illicit drugs continues to fuel overdose deaths. Hope Kerwin has more on overdose trends from last year.
Official death statistics for 2023 won't be available for months, but health leaders around the state say the powerful opioid fentanyl was found in many overdose deaths, even when users thought they were taking another type of drug. Casey Schumann is an epidemiologist for Public Health Madison in Dane County. She says Dane County saw a slight decline in overdose deaths in 2022, and preliminary data for last year shows a similar pattern. While that means fewer opioid deaths overall, she says there was an increase in deaths from an opioid mixed with a stimulant like cocaine.
The fact that we have some drugs in the population that are increasing again, I mean, those are still causes for concern.
She says fentanyl was found in more than three-fourths of Dane County overdose deaths in 2022. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Remote work in Wisconsin has declined after spiking during the COVID-19 pandemic. The number of people working remotely has gone down by 11% from 2021 to 2022, according to a report from LLC.org. Milwaukee saw a roughly 20% decline in the number of people working from home during that time period, but office vacancies have still remained high. By the end of 2023, the office vacancy rate in southeastern Wisconsin was 17.7%. That's up from 15.8% in the same time period in 2022. Tracy Johnson is with the Commercial Association of Realtors Wisconsin.
A lot of it has to do with the fact that people are just rethinking the way that they use their space. You've got the hybrid model that I think is very pervasive.
2023 polling from Gallup found remote work has declined since the pandemic, but it still remains higher than it was in 2019. finally, for the first time, Wisconsin has a female international chess champion. Corrine Hess reports a sophomore at the University School of Milwaukee recently brought home the title.
Arad Carr's goal was to finish in second or third place last month at the North American Youth Chess Championship in Mexico City. But skill and strategy got her the championship trophy. Carr has been playing chess since her grandfather taught her when she was 5 years old. Now at 16, she says she's still working to improve her game.
You're playing the same game, but it's different every time. Like, no matter how many games you play, it's always going to end up being like a different position.
She plans to continue training and hopes to become a grandmaster. Carr's older brother Hirsch is a chess champion too. The senior won second place in Mexico City. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
That's some impressive stuff. I can play chess, but I'm terrible at it. I have no sort of moves or strategies, so yeah, that would not end well for me. That'll do it for Wisconsin Today. Thanks for joining us on this Monday. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. As always, we'll be here in your podcast feed every single weekday morning, so have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.